I'm Eric Allen for KLCC. National Grandparents Day is on Sunday, September 10th, and the Singing Creek Educational Center in Junction City will commemorate it with a Grandparents Pioneer Tea in the historic one-room schoolhouse at Camas Country Mill and Bakery. With me at KLCC is Karen Rainsong, Executive Director of Singing Creek. Nice to see you.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Well, in taking this sort of historical approach, what kinds of values does Singing Creek wish to instill in kids and others?
All of our programs are really about bringing history alive for kids so they can really experience it in person in an interactive and fun way. So while we're doing our different programs like our summer camps, our field trips, everything we do out there, we're really teaching kids about values, you know, and old-fashioned values, but still have relevance for today, of course, in the modern world. Things like teamwork, perseverance, self-reliance, honoring your elders, of course, honoring the land, and sustainability. Because as we know, pioneers had to work really hard for everything that they got, and it was really important for them to honor the land, to share, to work together. Those are all great things for today, even. And, you know, when we go out on the land, it's a 250-acre farm with a beautiful big pond and a creek and chickens and a huge garden. When we go out on the land and we're interacting with wildlife, with the pond, with the garden, the kids really get that connection to nature. And they really get that our food comes from nature and we need to honor that.
And how does the one-room schoolhouse and the building there play into that?
Oh, well, the homeowners, Tom and Sue Hunton, they really love history and they're very supportive of what we do. So they purchased this pioneer schoolhouse built in 1898. It was actually on Craigslist. It was going to be torn down if nobody bought it. So, of course, they said, we have to rescue this old building. And they bought it and moved it to their property about 5 years ago, fixed it up with the help of some local grants. And it is a beautiful space where history is preserved and people can go in there and they can see the actual local history. The school kids that went there have carved their names in the wall and dates like 1900. And so it's a really neat way to experience history.
So what is a grandparents' tea exactly?
It's a great way to honor your grandparents and grandfriends, we say. And that's near and far. Some have already passed on. Some are still with us and some live far away, but we can still honor them. So we bring together all these generations to honor and celebrate what elderly folks bring to our lives. So we do a little art project. We have a poetry reading. We have some live music, a raffle. And everybody gets served a really beautiful tea with all the china teacups and everything and the little mini scones and muffins. And we've got some great business sponsors helping with that.
Is this grandparents' tea itself a pioneer tradition, or is this a modern invention?
You know, it's something that I thought of because I particularly love elderly people, and I have several adopted grandparents in my life. So everything else that we do pretty much year-round is really focused on the kids and the families. So this felt like a really great way to bring the generations together, of course. One of those values I was talking about earlier was honoring your elders. And that is one of our things that we're trying to teach the kids to remember as we're such a forward-looking community, looking to the future all the time. It's really nice to remember to also look behind at our ancestors and our living grandparents.
When you're doing historically based education, how much is historical accuracy important?
It's fairly important, of course, with history, especially pioneer history. Those were some tough times, you know, and it was fairly dangerous, and there were a lot of scary things, and it was rough, you know, with diseases and all kinds of stuff. So, of course, what we do is we clean it up a little bit for the kids, and we make it more sanitary and more pretty, of course, and all of that, as you would expect, so people feel safe. But at the same time, we do talk a lot with the kids about how hard it was, how much work it took, and how important it was to rely on your neighbors and to have connections. Part of that history, I should mention, is that we also talk about the Kalapuya Native people that lived here in Oregon. And so our historical programs aren't just about pioneers. We also talk about the trappers that were here just before the pioneers. So the kids get kind of a longer look at history from our programs.
What do you wish the ultimate goal to be of giving all these perspectives on history to the kids and adults around you?
Of course, to make the world a better place. I think that it helps them feel more connected to not only history in general, but this community, their own families, and the land. And that's super important.
Karen Rainsong, Executive Director of Singing Creek Educational Center in Junction City. In honor of National Grandparents Day on Sunday, September 10th, they will hold a Grandparents Pioneer Tea in the one-room schoolhouse at Camas Country Mill and Bakery. It's a benefit for Singing Creek. For tickets and information, singingcreekcenter.org. For KLCC, I'm Eric Allen.